An annual report card in the state of Africa's 53 nations has just been released. It ranks the countries using indicators like education, human rights, and economic development. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton tells us what it says.
The Index on Governance in Africa, which has been published since 2007, is sponsored by the Sudanese telecommunications magnate Mo Ibrahim. Assessing performance and measuring trends and delivery on the continent over the past year, it notes significant progress in economic development. The index says most African economies are currently growing at four times the pace of Europe. The Indian Ocean islands of Mauritius and Seychelles top the overall rankings, followed by leading diamond exporter Botswana in third place, with Cape Verde off the West African coast in fourth, and South Africa placing fifth. But Ibrahim warns that economic and health gains are being undermined by a reversal in recent democratic advances in Africa, including human rights, security, and the rule of law.
I'm sure you're aware of a number of military coups happening in Africa, actually. We've seen some presidents who like playing around with the constitution, trying to extend their terms. So politics can bring a country down. We have to be very careful about that.
He says while Africans are becoming healthier with greater access to economic opportunities than 5 years ago, many are less politically enfranchised and less physically secure. Hania Farhan, the director of the Africa Governance Index, points to other rights that have been eroded in some countries.
It's a slow slide. It's the increased clampdown on civil society. So all the indicators that we use to assess participation and human rights have shown a deterioration in that.
Most nations languishing at the bottom of the index, including Somalia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sudan, remain in the grip of conflict and rebellions that Africa was supposed to have overcome. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.